They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
Chrysanthemum Cliff, I've been very upset recently about the koalas.
I have heard about the koalas.
It's hurting my heart. We know that the brush fires are happening, and in part because of Facebook. Everybody talks about how Facebook is such a mind and a time suck, but Facebook is a really great tool for disseminating world news.
Sure.
Quickly.
Absolutely. And
I'm sure we've all seen the videos of the koalas and the people trying to save the koalas. And we're all like, how can we help? There are a few different ways.
Yeah, the lady that literally like took off her own shirt to grab a koala that was literally on fire.
Right now, their habitat's being destroyed very quickly by wildfires. And it's not just their habitat, it's their food sources. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, koalas are adorable, but super dumb. And they only eat one thing, and they only eat if it's on a tree.
So not only is their habitat, their home, and their food source destroyed, but they're also dealing with things like dog attacks and road accidents. We were already in a dangerous place. Before these wildfires started, the Australian Koala Foundation estimated that there's only between 43 and 100,000 koalas left in the entire world.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes. And these wildfires are destroying approximately 85% of each of the individual colonies' habitat.
That's terrible.
So even when these animals are rehabbed and potentially returned, are they going to have anything to return to?
Yeah, nowhere for them to go.
So it's very upsetting. Bring in the koala-sniffing dogs.
I desperately want a koala-sniffing dog just in case there happens to be a koala around here. I mean, it seems really unlikely, but if I could get a dog to sniff out a koala, then it would be awesome because I'd have a great dog and a koala.
A two for one.
Right.
So if you haven't heard about the koala-sniffing dogs, there are a couple floating around Facebook right now, Springer Spaniel and one Border Collie. They're with the International Fund for Animal Welfare, the IFAW, which I didn't know about this organization before the koalas, but they go everywhere. They were here for the hurricanes and the flooding. They are where they are needed. And these koala sniffing dogs, man, they're exciting. Just like the drug dogs at the airport, just like the seizure dogs. Dogs have an incredible sense of smell, and these particular dogs are trained to sniff out koalas.
Would you say they are qualified to find koalas? It was good, right? It was good.
It's rare that someone has a bad joke that I didn't think of already. So that's a good one, Cliff.
I've literally been waiting for about 3 minutes.
So yes, those dogs are koalified.
Koalified.
So we're all sitting here like, how can we help? We're not vets. We're not vet techs. Like, we don't know what we're doing. We'll put in the show notes the International Fund for Animal Welfare. At minimum, follow them on Facebook, like their stuff, forward their mission. $0 to help in that way. And if you want to make a donation, please do. Of course, there's the Friends of the Koala Incorporated. If you are local here in Seattle, there's a really cool organization called Vet Techs Without Borders. And they travel to situations like this and they help out when they can.
And what a perfect gift at Christmas time to, I mean, I think we all know that person who literally has everything or has everything they need or has enough money that they can just buy themselves things when they want them. I think everyone has that person that's hard to buy for on their list. And a donation like this in their name is a very powerful way to help an organization that is helping adorable koalas. You can help them out.
I don't want to live in a world without koalas, Cliff. If you put it that way, it's like you can have an Xbox or you can live in a world with koalas.
I already bought myself an Xbox. But I probably make enough money to also help out a koala.
Absolutely. See? There you go.
They're cute. They have pockets.
Oh my God.
Right? So I'm Heather and I literally just had the exact same. I mean, koalas are very small, so I do not think you could actually fit an Xbox in their pocket. But like, I might get a little Xbox keychain or something, and my koala could carry it around after my koala sniffing dog finds it.
So I think we got kind of in the weeds here because I am very disturbed by the wildfires, by the koalas. How can you celebrate? How can you have fun? How can you be festive when there's this tragedy happening? Mm-hmm. So what we can do is we can band together and we can help how and when we can.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to talk about this first because I'm passionate about it. Cliff is going to talk to us about the 12 days of Christmas, and every day you can donate to the koalas if you want to.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of getting a Lord a leaping or however many Lords a leaping, get
koalas creeping.
Absolutely perfect. We're going to talk about the story behind the 12 Days of Christmas. Actually, what made me think of this is Heather and I were in a meeting the other day because we have a real job that isn't just this, disappointingly, because it would be way better if we could just podcast all day. Absolutely better. But sometimes we go to meetings. This meeting was also about Christmas, though, so it all ties back together.
Our lives are very Christmas-focused right now.
It's very strange that we start having Christmas meetings in January.
Yes, we do.
That's how it works. Anyway, Heather brought up the 12 Days of Christmas and how the 12 Days of Christmas is actually after Christmas. So it starts on
Christmas
and then goes 12 days after that.
Yes.
And the 12th day of Christmas, like traditionally, is actually the day the wise men got to Bethlehem. So it was
I didn't know that, Cliff.
Yeah, it's actually like that journey. So that's when they showed up. It doesn't really sound that way, you know, like in the Christmas songs. Mm-mm. But yeah, it took a while to get there. I mean, they had to walk. So
it was a 12-day walk.
Yeah, roughly. So, I mean, that's a pretty good walk. You can walk pretty far in 12 days.
I know. I was just thinking about that. I was like, hey, Siri, how far can the average person walk in 12 days?
Okay, I found this on the web.
So 30 miles per day, the average person can walk in 8 hours.
That's a long ways.
So 30 miles times 12.
360.
360 miles.
That's a long way.
Whoa.
That would get us to Canada. That would get us way past Canada.
Oh, yeah.
If I was better at Christian theology, I would probably know where they came from, but it really doesn't matter. And then they came to Bethlehem to see Jesus. And so it runs through January 6th, which is called the Epiphany, or sometimes also called Three Kings Day, which is where you get that Three Kings idea. Sometimes they're kings, sometimes they're wise men. It just kind of depends on which story you come through. Anyways, that's how the 12 Days of Christmas gets started. Originally, it was written in the 1700s.
So this is interesting because 12 Days of Christmas is this classic pop Christmas song.
Yeah, absolutely.
About material gifts. Mm-hmm. But yet, it stems from this Christmas origin story.
I mean, I will say that gold is actually still kind of a material gift.
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
Yeah. And those other spices are expensive. So, I mean, that's Christmas commercialism, just old school.
But back then, everything was about trade. So you didn't give someone money. You gave them gold so that they could, like, live.
Sure. That's fair.
Like, here, Jesus, here's some rent. We got you.
Now we can get a room at the inn.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Anyway, so the original version of the song was written in 1780, and it came out of a children's book, actually. It wasn't originally a song. It was more of a poem.
What?
And it was called Mirth Without Mischief is the name of the book.
Mirth Without Mischief?
You can buy the ebook on Amazon, so if that's your thing. I'm actually getting a lot of this from a Vox.com article. Apparently, first edition of that book just sold for $24,000, so get the ebook instead. You're going to save about $24,000 would be my guess.
We should create a fantasy advent calendar because much like the Tiffany's advent calendar we talked about.
Also a fantasy advent calendar.
A couple episodes ago. The Mirth Without Mischief original book at $24,000 sounds exactly like
absolutely
Heather's sugar daddy gift.
It's perfect. So
this is Heather's sugar daddy advent calendar. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I love this. Anyway, so apparently this was, like I said, it wasn't a song exactly, but it was what they call a memory and forfeits game. So the idea is you'd memorize the song, and if you screwed it up, the people you were playing with had to give you something. And sometimes, like, depending on who you were playing with, so this is, you know, the 1700s, things were a little bit more pure back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, like it really was like a kiss or a favor or something, depending on who you were playing. So you might play this game with your girlfriend, mm-hmm. and if you screw up the 12 Days of Christmas, she might have to give you a kiss. Kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
The more modern version of it is actually very modern. The song came out in like 1909, written by an English composer named Frederick Austin. So he set the melody to it. He changed some of the lyrics to be a little more modern, like the calling birds instead of what used to be called collie birds. So things like that. And he also added the big five golden rings part. So kind of a modern song with a really old first version and then a really, really, really old original version. That's why we have the 12 Days of Christmas.
Okay, so my mind is going in a lot of places right now.
Is one of those ways how much it would cost all the gifts from the 12 Days of Christmas?
Yes. Do you have that answer?
I do have that answer.
Okay.
The PNC Christmas Price Index
okay. Is
something that they've been gathering every year since 1984, I believe.
Okay, can I guess before?
Yes.
Okay, so
pear trees, yeah. Lords of Leaping, mm-hmm. Milking Maids, all those things.
I'm going to say $120,000.
No, way lower.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, milking maids are not making a living wage anymore.
No, they absolutely, and the price index assumes that milkmaids make minimum wage. So I personally think that a milkmaid deserves more than that.
Me too. But, and Lords of Leaping, I mean, professional dancers should be making J-Lo money.
Do you kind of wonder if they actually, I mean, what if they actually had to find real honest goodness lords? Do you think you can find like some low rent lords, like someone who got some sort of lordship, you know, it's not worth anything anymore, but he's willing to leap? Is that how you get these guys?
You know, if Prince William and Prince Harry keep feuding, Prince Harry's going to need to make some quick cash. Well, so you could probably hire
technically,
him.
Technically, I think they're both lords too.
Oh my gosh.
I think. So those are not the lords we're hiring. Absolutely not. We're getting super cheap.
So my first guess was $120,000. I'll make my second guess $56,000.
Even lower, $38,993.59.
That's reasonable.
It's very reasonable. It's up. I mean, is it really? Like, are you getting $40,000 worth of Christmas gifts this year? Because I don't think I am. That's up 0.2% from last year. Just a little bit of an increase.
How have like the Kardashians not gotten this as a stocking stuffer, though?
I guarantee you they have.
It's, but that's why I say it's reasonable, because it's like they're getting $300,000-$400,000 vehicles, and yet we don't see any social media posts about Kim Kardashian getting the 12 days of Christmas from Kanye. Like, if anyone can afford a $38,000 stocking stuffer,
right?
Come on, Kim Ye.
So I think the question is, like, you get eight maids of milking, but do you have to supply your own cows? Is that how it works?
Well, that's why I say 120,000.
They said $58 for eight maids of milking. I think that seems
low. No. Who is this? The Center for Positive?
The PNC Christmas Price
Politically
Index.
Politically correct price index?
Yeah, I don't know who. But I mean, I think the thing is I guess if you figure how much does it cost to, you know, get eight girls to go milk a cow for 15 minutes, maybe it is only $58.
Not in Seattle.
Well, no. Well, I mean.
And then you need a willing cow. Consent, Cliff. Yeah.
Anyway.
So I'm very excited about this whole situation, the 12 days of Christmas. You're going to put everything in the show notes.
Yes.
Thank goodness for the show notes and the internet in general, because
absolutely
all of this history would be lost. I mean, Christmas is about a lot of things, love and family and tradition, but I didn't know any of these facts, Cliff.
Oh, there's so many good facts. If I'm good for anything, it's facts.
All the facts.
All the facts.
I bring the dogs.
24 more days of facts.
What are we talking about next time?
24 Hallmark movies in 12 days can earn you $1,000.
Whoa.
Could you do it?
And they're like 2 hours each.
Sure.
So how many hours is that?
48.
I would do it.
Absolutely. I don't imagine that anybody listening to this podcast had to even do the math first. They would do it. So we'll talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about what I called snuggle coats.
In the next few hours between now and the next podcast, go follow us on Instagram. We are so Xmas.
Please.
Also, if you want to help fight hunger here in Washington, text HOME TEAM. That's one word, HOME TEAM, to 41444. Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho.